So, Pat, we've talked about Kevin O'Connell a few times here throughout the year with you. There's a video. I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted it from my account yesterday. There's a 5-minute mic'd up video of Kevin O'Connell from the Patriots game where you can just kind of, it kind of follows him throughout the pregame and everything like leading up to him taking the headset off after the game. And you could not find a more stark contrast in personality and the way he interacts with, he literally is telling players that he loves them during the game and before the game. And he's very new agey, but not in a PJ Fleck sort of way.
It's probably not as hard to sell, but
So I guess my question for you is, you know, you're a little more grizzled than I am.
I'm a lot more grizzled than you are, but yes.
And you have gravitated toward the Tom Thibodeaux and the Mike Zimmers as coaches and characters and whatnot.
Zim was neutral on Zim, but I'm a Tibbs guy. There's no doubt about it. I'm a Tibbs guy just because everybody wants to blame him for the, you know, COVID. And so, I mean, all the world's problems were caused by Tibbs. But anyway. Yeah.
Well, so where are you at now on Kevin O'Connell? How would you sort of explain Kevin O'Connell?
I from the get-go, I've kind of liked him. He's a sharp dude. I think he's got his own little techniques that he uses to keep from pouring out his soul to the reporters. We've talked about it. The long answers in a limited 15 minutes can tie up a lot of that with about 6 answers, which is kind of a technique of his. But coaching wise, I've said this to Judd on Monday. Best game he's had was the New England game. It was he had a team that was playing fantastic defense running around in circles on last week on Thanksgiving night, and I thought he was really sharp in that game. And I think he's a really pretty good offensive coach. He's gotten he's got hellacious weapons here. The mediocre offensive line at the moment, but he's got the running back and he's got the best receiver there is in the world. But he also fixed Cousins, and he's got Cousins throwing the ball in the, you know, not hesitating like he used to. He's fixed him to a great extent. So I think I'm very impressed with him as a coach, and his BS doesn't bother me as much as some other guys does. I mean, it's there, the whole love thing, but, I still don't think football is fun. The idea that football is fun is ridiculous. It's the most gruesome game ever invented by man.
Well, if you can make it a little more fun or trick guys into thinking that it's fun, then,
Well, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm impressed with him. I think he's your NFL coach of the year as a rookie, isn't he?
He's right in there.
Yeah. I mean, who would beat him?
Philadelphia guy.
Philadelphia or New York.
Sirianni, he's in the mix. Yeah. He's in the mix.
Jets. It's a lot.
Yeah. Gable's out. So yeah, Jets is definitely in.
Sorry, when I said Sirianni, my phone asked me what question I wanted.
Yeah, I suppose. But I think that it's funny how there's still, Tony Grossi from Cleveland has covered the Browns for 100 years, and I don't know who he's writing for. He might be doing an independent thing now, but I saw a text from him after the Patriots game saying the Vikings are frauds. The Vikings are, ripping the Vikings is not a serious contender. And I really don't know how you can watch this and have that opinion. I think they're pretty good. Great first line players. Now you watch Buffalo last night, they're missing 6 or 7 guys. Would we be that good if we were missing that many players? Would the Vikings be that good if we were missing that many players? Many top left play players. I don't know, but I think they're contenders. I really do. Certainly in the NFC, they're contenders. They could go to the Super Bowl. They probably won't win it, but they could go. And I'd love to see him go to the Super Bowl and get one for the thumb. That would be great. Although one of my goals in life is to whatever it is I pass from this veil of tears, I hope we still haven't won a Super Bowl. Because I think it kind of ruins the whole vibe, It ruined the vibe for the Cubs,
Yeah, the Cubs are lame now. No one cares about the Cubs anymore.
No one cares about the Cubs.
Including the Ricketts.
I think what if we ever are, what if we ever find true happiness is about, what if Viking fans ever find?
Wouldn't you like to know what the state would do though? Wouldn't you like to see that parade?
Yeah, I don't like that much happiness. I don't. Really. I don't. You know,
91, a lot of fun. Yeah. 87, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. It was. Certainly was. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm still betting on the first, even though it doesn't seem close, I'm still betting on the Stanley Cup to be the next thing we win. So never happened in the NBA. Could happen in the Super Bowl. Won't happen in the World Series for a long time. And so I'm betting on a Stanley Cup to be our next champion.
You don't. You said that a World Series is not within.
No.
What about a playoff game? What about a playoff win for the Twins?
Playoff win? Yeah. Wouldn't we have a big civic celebration if they win a playoff?
You know, the sad thing is his expectations, because Dex is young, are so low, he's halfway serious. All they want is a baseball playoff win or like a wild series win.
If they win a playoff game, the parade doesn't have to be 94. Like, it can just be, you know, just go down 7th downtown or something.
There's construction.
Shut down Washington Ave
for
like a couple blocks. That's all I'm asking.
That's also a no-go. Construction. Sorry, guys.
Vikings. I think Sunday becomes interesting, though, now that the Jets have a guy who apparently just doesn't hold the ball and wait to get hit. You know, a quarterback that he's, you know, going to get it out quick and, you know, make short passes and see if they can throw it underneath that umbrella zone defense. And they got a good pass rush. So that could be more of a, that could be a sneaky game too, because, you know, last time they had a great, now they've had an extra 3 days to recover, but last time they had a great game, they turned around and snuck it out. So it'll be, see if there's as emotionally involved for the Jets as they were for the Patriots. So
yeah,
that could be a decent game on Sunday.
On the Twins here quick. So we want to get your thoughts on a couple things. John Heyman is writing again for, I think he's back with the New York Post. He's been doing different things. Baseball Insider, he had the 9 biggest free agents and where he thinks they're going to land. And then if they don't land there, what's the other team? He did have Carlos Correa as going to the Twins. So we'll come back to that. But this was from, I don't think we did this with Pat. If we did, stop me. But this was Joe Pohlad's quote to Jim Suhan a couple days ago. And really, like, this is the only media interview he's done, I think, since he took over control of the franchise.
I would think if somebody asked, he'd do it, but maybe nobody.
That's best.
Our sources tell us that's not true.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Yes.
We didn't get rejected, but he's not quite ready to do the full media tour, okay. It sounds okay. Like. So he says that the Twins are a better organization and baseball ops team with Falvey and Levine in place. And then he adds, Falvey is still in the process of building the baseball department in a way that has not been fully revealed publicly. Quote, the system, the operation that Derek and his team are building and have built, nobody would or should or could be privy to that because they don't work in the organization. This stuff takes time. We've never really talked about it publicly, what we're doing. I'm supremely confident that stuff will bear fruit over time. We'll get there. Just more Twins messaging of, hey, listen, we've got some stuff cooking that you wouldn't understand.
That is some serious horse crap right there. But, you know, it's been 6 years. They've brought in thousands of people. They got an endless number of guys walking around with iPads. They got Josh Kalk personally screwing up the pitching. They have, various geniuses. They got, you know, they certainly don't need any more employees. To get it done. They don't need any more gimmicks. They don't need any more force plates. They need better judgment in a lot of areas, and they got to figure out how to get people healthy and keep them healthy to some degree. That's just a guy talking. You know, it's just he's been around long enough to hear the bull slinging, and that's it. At least you're getting some bull slinging from ownership. We never got that before, right?
Jim would always just like defer you to the front office for the bull slinging.
And he would also, what did he tell? A+. Was it last year?
Charlie Walters last year, 2021.
A+. Well, they still got him. I was going to say about Heyman, he and Levine are tight. So Levine must that could be I think he's a pretty good source for John. So Heyman could be throwing that out just as a bouquet to the Twins too. I don't know if that's John's. He works hard at it though. So
he breaks last.
Isn't Judge supposed to let us know he's going back to the Yankees today or tomorrow? Didn't I see that?
Well, the Giants are making a huge push, but apparently Aaron Judge told the Giants the rest of your team sucks. So if you can come up with a plan to be good in addition to me, then I would consider
that contract. Yeah.
Deep in his heart, he can look at last year's home runs, right, that he hit. And then he can use that ballpark graph, that great analysis, and see how many of those wouldn't have been home runs in San Francisco.
Exactly.
And that'll take care of that for him. That'll take care of his idea that he can just go like this and hit a home run to right center field. That pond is a long ways away out there in right center field. He is not going to San Francisco.
Yeah. If he was a lefty, it'd be kind of fun.
Going to be, though. That's my question. What's his term? Is he going to get 8 years from the Yankees?
I think he's going to get
Not young.
He's 30. We'll be 31.
He'll be 31 when the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all of them. You get 4 years out of them, and then you have to pay him. Then you got to suck it up for the next 4 years, right? And you got to hope that $35 million is not as much in 2027, 28, 29, and 30 as it is for the next 4 years. You know what I'm saying is that the baseball inflation continues, so the number, while it's huge, is not quite as huge as it was. So.
And I don't know how you would say this to him in a negotiation, because he just has you by the grapefruits. Yes. But there is no way, whether it's 5 years after or whether it's next year, he will never be as good as he was in 2022 ever again. He's only going to come up short of the bar.
And he, not last year, I think just briefly, but he's had injuries too. He did not have, last year he wasn't. What did amaze me about him is they had the guts to play him in center field a lot, and he was good. He is a hell of an athlete for a guy that enormous. It's amazing how few athletes like that baseball gets now, that they all go play basketball or football or some damn sport. They don't get those guys. And he really, unless they're from the Latin America, they don't get those guys. And, but he is an amazing, amazing athlete now, but he'll get, he'll miss 50 games once in a while these years. So,
The MLB Network Instagram account yesterday had a little slideshow of images showing, if this player signs with this team, here's what their lineup could look like. And they had one with one with Trey Turner signing with the Twins. And then they had another one with if Carlos Correa would sign back with the Twins. So congrats on the reckless speculation for MLB Network. But in that lineup, it was, it was like Carlos Correa or Trey Turner. It was like Arise and then Trey Turner, Carlos Correa number two. And then they had guys like, if you remember them, Buxton, Alex Kirilloff, Trevor Larnick, and it's one thing to say this is what the lineup could look like on opening day, but we've yet to see Buxton and Kirilloff are supposed to be the centerpieces in the future, but you don't trust them to play more than 58 games, unfortunately.
Kirilloff, is there anything worse for a baseball hitter than bad wrists?
They shave the bone down.
That's it. That's too bad. That kid. He could hit, man. He was going to be something. That was a, he didn't lift the ball enough, because his swing had a little downturn instead of where the line drives went down instead of up. But man, what a swing. It's, they'll try to make plans for him, but who knows if he'll.
You'd literally rather wreck your knee than have. Oh, that is. Nagging wrist injuries.
Yeah. So prep bowl today, ladies and gentlemen. They have four games start today, and then three tomorrow. And I had enough free time after I woke up early today to try to figure out why the high school in Inver Grove Heights, which plays for the title today, Simley, is named Simley. Why is it named Simley? There's no town named Simley. Mm-hmm. There's no township named Simley. It's named Simley. Irvin T. Simley was the superintendent of schools in South St. Paul from 1926 to 1957. And then he was a consultant when they started their own school district at Inver Grove Heights. And he got a school named after him. How does he get a school named
genius.
After him?
That's genius.
Pretty amazing.
How does he get a school named after him?
Because he's a smart man.
He's all
and a consultant. A consultant's the key to life.
You got a school named after him as a consultant.
I bet he's got a skeleton of some sort, though, that if we dig hard enough, we can change the name tomorrow to Inver Grove Heights High.
He was not in business when slavery existed in this country. And he was not in business when we were fighting the Native Americans. You know, it came after that, so there's a good chance he can succeed.
Did he ever go to a rally dude like Jerry Jones?
I saw a picture of him today. An old photo, but he didn't look like a guy that get in a lot of trouble. I don't think he was at the Crowd Hall getting hammered every night at in South St. Paul with the guys from the
stock. Like Royce High would be renamed immediately right now.
Oh, God, yes.
Like we wouldn't be able to have it. Yes, you know, it's back to Fold High.
We would not. They would be going back to Fold High for when they found out about my old man's pranks. They probably wouldn't. They would never go along.
You know, that. Judd, the Benilde St. Margaret. You know, so St. Margaret of Scotland is the second part of that. That was established in 1907. I have heard some questionable things about St. Margaret of Scotland. I think Benilde St. Zolgad is maybe.
I can't even get in their sports hall of fame, okay?
No.
For doing great job on stats. Don't forget the high school paper.
I can tell you, I graduated from Buffalo in 2003, so it's been almost 20 years. They have not invited me once back for anything whatsoever. Has Benilde invited you back ever for anything?
I went back one time for one thing, but you know what? They want my money. I won't give it up. That's why. That's the problem.
A friend of mine, Prior Lake High School didn't start until like the late 40s, early 50s. But a friend of mine a couple of years ago called me and says, "Hey, we're thinking about putting you in the Athletic Hall of Fame out here." And I said, "Okay." I was there for 1 year. I went out for football. I would have been a second teamer, except I popped my knee and didn't play. Then I played on a bad basketball team. And then I played baseball and got thrown out for being suspected of drinking beer for 2 weeks during that already short baseball season. I said, I don't think that.
That's why you're my hero, Pat.
I don't think I qualify. Thank you very much. There has probably only been in the history of Prior Lake 7,000 better athletes. So I don't think we should probably do this. Let's not do this. Come on.
Amazing. Wow. What a noble man turning down this accolade.
No. That was an avoidance of ridicule. Is that what that was? That was not a lack of ego. That was a foresight is what that was.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, Vikings, Jets. Who wins?
I'm picking the Jets. I'm right on everything. I'm picking the Jets. 2017 Jets. Jefferson sprains an ankle. Doesn't finish the game.
Wow.
Misses 2 weeks.
What a buzzkill.
Jefferson's going to miss 2 weeks with a little ankle sprain.
Yeah, can we go on the record with that? Is that a write that down?
Write that down. Things are going too good.
Write this down.
Things are going too good. Jets win. Jefferson gets minor hurt. Now, I'm not talking about a broken leg. Why? Minor injury. That's my prediction.
Okay. No, there won't be a bone sticking out, but he will be sidelined.
No bones. And he won't grimace as bad as Cat did. He won't. He'll get up and walk off.
You just can't stand the joy, Patrick. That's your problem. You can't stand the joy that's permeating this town.
I'm just making a prediction. I sense an injury, an important injury coming up here pretty soon.
Beware the Ides of March.
Yes.
All right, Pat. Yeah.
Goodbye.
See you later. All right, that's Ravin with Royce here. Mackie and Judd in the Score North YouTube channel.